What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
Having the world, it's the Patio Podcast with that guy. Hey, Hard Work, what's happening, the world?
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? Go ahead.
How you doing, baby?
Nah, we good, man. I'm tired, been moving all day. This day ain't even over with, so I gotta get some energy. Man.
Dude, we got Miss Ron. I don't want to say the name. Got a special guest chiming in today, black young sister, entrepreneur. We're going to talk about a little investment, you know, a little bit of investing yourself, as usual, choice, and also the climate that we're in the world today.
Is that a metaphor?
Oh, you know what that is, man. You know, I wrote a real shout, but I don't know what that is.
The climate. You really want to know about the climate? No, that's a good topic. You know. A lot of people don't think about it.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I try to be better than the ones that came before us, man. I try to do my little research and, you know, try to do my fact checking. You know, we're going to be a little interesting. Trying to get a success story a little second to get in. Minute, man. But also, man, let me say this, man. Hey, I apologize to all the fans, all the people in the world today. The website is back up due to technical difficulties. Everything is all good. We're back up and running. I appreciate everybody just logging in. I looked at a little couple analytics. It's great. We're going to get it back up like it was. And without y'all, we're nothing. You like, love, share, the toll, one soul. You know, whoever you believe in, may they bless you, man. Also, Mac, Too Much Pressure out right now. Right now. Mac, M-A-C-C, Too Much Pressure. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the lady to play Hardware Nation by Hard Music Group, man. Shout out to the whole team, man. La Familia, man. Hey, King Spud, dumb video. Man, y'all gonna love that. July 11th, Typhoon King. September 4th, Too Food. Hey, Power Old Money. Got a couple surprises coming down the pipeline on that one. I thought I was cool, but I'm not.
Well. The Lord knows I, huh? Whoever you believe.
Take a deep breath, brother. Take a deep breath.
Oh no, I'm good now. I'm good. I've been good actually. I'm just, you know, you get the sun. And the weather, all that drains you.
It's pouring down that way.
See, we need some rain. They say we ain't gonna get no rain for about a couple days. Our grass gonna burn. Y'all right over there?
Well, good? not really, because you know. When you try to see the good of somebody and give them the benefit of the doubt, and then it never works out. So you know it's all about choice, man. I want you guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to make sure you make the right choice in life. All levels. Straight like that.
Man.
Shout out to the line security dudes, man. Shout out to my security team, man. Shout out to the security team, man. And if you're going to be in the Tupelo area this weekend, tomorrow night is our A&R, Red Paparazzi, Club Bottle Line, Birthday Bad. I'm going to be in the city first thing in the AM. Ladies and gentlemen, I will have that Latrice by Too Smooth, and the Too Smooth can let you on deck. Also, Saved by Nuka on deck, and also I would be on deck. Hey,
this nigga said.
We ain't kiss that one on, but.
Huh?
No.
What'd you say?
El Spanyol, señor.
Man. At the end of the day, man.
Well, hey, let's get this thing started, man. Let's get this thing started, man. Hopefully, the time, man. If not, it's all good. Hey, check this out, though. Tell the people what was your first good investment and your first bad investment.
My first good investment was letting a known major company host my project. My first, my second ever mixtape, because of the fact, if you want to establish a real fan base when you first starting off, you got to actually get into the mode of investing. And you actually got to understand what you're investing into. You got to understand why you're investing into it. You got to have a game plan on what you plan on getting out of it. And that was the thing that worked for me. At the time, Dat Piff and Coast to Coast was the number one and number two mixtape companies out. SoundCloud, YouTube, all that was obsolete for mixtapes. They were just doing their thing with videos and people with their singles. They didn't even have the Premiere and Pro on their accounts at the time. My worst investment was going to shows, multiple shows, and purchasing flyers in my city. When you don't want, you get what I mean? Like, it's good to purchase them, but put them outside of your city and then watch the fan base. It'll gravitate from the outside in. Everybody will start questioning why everybody on the outside know about you besides the ones around the corner. And then the ones around the corner will start to pay attention to you more because they already know you. They just don't fuck with you like the one around the one 45 minutes down the highway would now. Now they fuck with you because they know. That's the thing. Just, I didn't understand why I was doing shit at the time.
Gotcha. So. Yeah. Well, my you know, brutally honest, my first investment was the streets. That was my first investment, first and foremost. And my bad investment was not investing in myself earlier. You know what I'm saying? Like how I'm going now, I was going back in the gap, but not as hard as I am now, because I'm fully focused on the task at hand. So, you know, that probably pretty much sums it up for me.
Shout out to Too Smooth. Spoke to the other counterpart of the game plan, by the way. So I can vouch for that going hard like that because, you know, everything is everything. And, yeah, Too Smooth on Facebook. Power of Money dropping soon, September. I don't want people to lose sight of two things that I heard about. Like I told you about your music, bro, you already know what it is. You have you're not no game spitting music, but that's what they claimed it to be at the time.
I call it real life.
That's, you know.
That, ain't nothing that capping in my rapping.
see? And that's the best part about it. Listening to certain songs in the morning, cats feeling your music. You got that soul tape sound where people can actually do anything to that music. Smoke a blunt, ride to it, work out to it, cook to it. Mm-hmm. Watch TV and listen to your singers. You know what I'm saying? You can watch TV and listen to your music. That's how you hear that? So,
I appreciate that, man. Respect.
You got something to say. I just hope everybody ready for that. That's really what I'm trying to say. He got a message on this bitch, like, yeah. There's a lot of messages on the song.
Yeah, it's deep, man. That wow, that acoustic track, and I'm going to leave that open. Then, you know, the rest will be interesting.
We're waiting on your guests at the moment, though, to ask me that.
Yeah, was read a little earlier, and they had to do a little mothering duties. I'm trying to see what's going on right now as we speak. I'm working on that right now. We speak, man. But what do you think about the outcome of everything that's going on?
I feel like reform is necessary in a more positive manner. Now, there's too much negativity going on during the time that we need reform. Reform will open the eyes of people to let you. It's the next step to what we were fighting for, regardless if the fight is not over with. Reform on a certain level will lead us into the right direction, because at least everybody are aware. You got to be part of the solution and not the problem.
Well, King Spurs on the solution, he said he's the solution and the problem. I said, boy, you're a bad dude then.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a motherfucking time bomb. Shout out King Spurs, by the way. July 11th, half of a king. That
man, dope.
Come on, man. Seemed like he was you know what? Let me ask you something there, man. Cause we wasn't ready for this. I was ready for your interview. I was ready for the interviewee. But since got you on the line, how do outside of experiences in life? Because when I listen to music on a personal level, and I know other people when they listen to it, they're going to believe the same thing. How much or how long? Well, not even that. I can't even ask that question because that's going to make me seem like I'm assuming. Have you ever wrote poetry?
This label too smooth, man. Speak your mind, my brother.
No. I'm going to make you lead into it. Have you ever wrote poetry?
Hey. SD Lee High. I had 4 poems in our school magazine. One was Why I Try So Hard, Have Mercy, Blessings, and Take Me As I Am. Man, I'm very, very I'm a music fan, but my favorite piece would be jazz and spoken words. So, you know, when I'm in certain select cities, you know, I dive in. You hear me? But hear me, goddamn!
You said
snapping them fingers. You heard me.
You said it right there. Yo, 2 of your songs sound like spoken word.
Yeah.
You know what you do.
That's why I'm going with the album, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to deliver a message. I'm going back in Saturday, going finish the touches. And I missed out on my investing part of the album. You know, Power of Money. So I got to give a good insight on that.
Well, what about this then? Let me ask you a question about this then. Knowing that poetry is involved, you know, there's a lot more things that are lined up before that even drop. I need to know. I want to know. Fans want to know, most likely. They will want to know. How do you maintain all this damn music?
You talking about for us, me as an artist or the label? So I can answer it correctly.
From what I heard as an artist, and to add the label, hey, that's a lot more.
As an artist, I just need to hear the beat. Sometimes I just maybe sit here and metaphor comes to my head or good punchline and okay. For example, I was sitting here one day from Spain to Maine in the fast lane with my chain. I said, that could be a hook. But I heard this beat this young brother blessed me with, and next thing you know, hey, Power of Money. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's just all depends, though. And then I got to be in the mood to do anything. If I'm not in the mood, it's not going to work out right. It's not going to be a good look. But I got to be in the mood, though. You know what I mean? Got to be vibing right. Like B said in the studio, I need a little inspiration. Come back a hot minute, 30 minutes. You know what I mean?
That's a good way to
artists feel me out there. They feel me. They are. They understand where I'm coming from.
Do you? Are you the type of artist that need videos for every video, videos for every single, or do you know how to convey the message in words?
I need a video for every goddamn song. I'm the CEO. Every goddamn song, I'm trying to shoot a video. I ain't no try. I am. God damn it, I'm a goddamn, hey, I'm gonna feed the beast. My objective when I was first starting out, like I said, I was treated it like it was the street. So my thing, if you got a great product, the first thing you're gonna do is get it out there. So every other poll, you seen some MMR 3000 from the state of Mississippi through Tennessee, through Georgia, like Alabama, we'll do it, you know, I'll put it in your face, man. I remember one time I paid a program that I read the $1,500 goddamn play the song. I mean, let me rephrase it and put it to entertainment world. 6 times a day for 2 days, $1,500. That's crazy.
I mean,
it was back in like 99. Like, we lied. Like, we got a guest in the building. Let them know who you are.
Hi. How you doing?
You ain't told him your name or nothing. Don't get on here and get shot now.
My name is Romy. Don't start with me.
How you doing, Miss Romy? This is our featured guest tonight. Black intelligent sister and a great, great, great motivator to the sisters before and after. Like she doing a thing, man. I'm sorry to be rude. DJ Hallwork.
Good evening, Miss Romy.
Good evening, yeah.
Romy.
You know what? You're right.
Romy down the road.
You're right.
Oh, my bad.
It's right. It's Romy down.
Say that again. He was making
it's Romy darling.
Stop it, boy. Hey, man, we're going to have fun on the Powder podcast. I don't care what's going on. It could be thunder, lightning, and hurricane coming.
Okay.
We're going to have fun. Somebody's going to be listening.
Oh, man. But yeah.
Well, let me get straight into it, man. I'm not going to play with you, man. Tell the people, the fans, the tune in, listeners, whatever you want to call them. Tell them a little bit about how you got into what you got into. I'm not going to spill the beans. I'm going to let you speak for yourself and let them go. Let them know the business.
Okay. Well, I'm an entrepreneur by heart and by passion and by choice. I worked for the federal government postal service for 9 years.
Oh, you scared me then. She said federal government. I'm like, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, for 9 years I worked in the postal service. For about 6 years I worked for a nonprofit, a youth program, an outreach program. So 3 years ago, I started my own cleaning service for my mom. She had lost her job at the Tuscaloosa City Schools, and her only field of working at the time was like housekeeping, and she's always been like a cook. She always ran the restaurant, or she, you know, did like housekeeping for like the colleges and stuff like that. So after she left the job, I chose to start a business for her. It was fully hers. I all of this was learned. I think I watched a million videos on how to bid on jobs for cleaning services, how to keep the books for it, how to find the government jobs for it. So I landed 2 contracts for her with 2 apartment complexes in town.
Hold on. Everybody, y'all, is everybody listening to what this sister is saying? Is y'all listening? What we always talk about on this show, knowledge and choices. Well, go ahead. I just had to say that.
And so, still working at the post office. And so I gained a lot of personal clientele. Cleaning at different offices or a couple of elderly people that we knew. So 2018, end of 2017, 2018, I entered into the beauty world. I started doing makeup. So I chose to start a lash line. Well, I said I wanted to start a lash line. I was like, I think I'm going to start a lash line. So I did. I named it Inez Minx. It's named after my mom. I had her for 2 years. I refer to my lash line as a child, as her. So, because you would nurture your child, take care of your child. So you do, if it's your business, you do everything for it. So her, my lash line, she's 2 years old now.
You gonna make DJ Hard work fall in love with you. Oh my God. I know he over there like, yeah.
So
I'm sorry, I apologize. So welcome to Lace with Two School. I'm sorry.
She's two now. And in the midst of that, you know, I found, you know, a new love, a new passion. It was for makeup. It was for making, you know, women feel confident about themselves again, not just with the makeup, because you don't need makeup to be confident. Because I don't, even though I'm a makeup artist, I'm a self-taught makeup artist, I don't wear makeup every day. I don't even wear lashes every day. Like, I love my natural skin. I love my natural everything. And so I found that to be like a ministry to, you know, communicate with women and tell them that they don't need this to feel this way, or, you know, you don't need validation from anyone to make you feel, or, you know, anyway. So I was like, okay, well, this is something that I want to pursue. So I resigned from the postal world. And then I just
hold on. Let me. I caught that fast. I don't know if anybody else caught that. This lady quit her job. She just resigned.
I heard it.
To start her own business. She believed in herself.
I heard it.
Yeah.
So I resigned July of last year, July 26th. That was like probably like the best day I feel like in that lifetime, because, you know, you have several in that particular lifetime. It was like bomb. Can I curse on here?
Oh yeah, hey, welcome to Lay with Two Spoons. Hey, like, do your thing.
I was just like, it was just like, I feel hella good that day. And then I had so many people to try to stop me, you know, but I was irritated in that sense, because before I chose to leave, I also asked certain people that I felt like who knew a different route that I could take without like leaving the job, because I knew I wouldn't have the necessary support financially, you know, from what I'm doing. Like, I'm leaving everything. I'm leaving security, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Security to take care of me and my son. And also my mom, you know, me and my mom been rocking with each other for a while. It's a whole nother story in itself. But
I will bring you back. We're going to have a family edition. We'll bring you back.
With leaving that security, because it was literally just a job. You wake up, you go, whatever. So I was like, damn. I asked a few people, you know, in positions that I could ask, and, you know, everybody kept leading me to a brick wall. So I was just like, fuck it. You know, I got to do what I got to do. Because if I don't do it now, I'll never get the chance to do it. It's like, you know, this is something that I'm not a trending person. So I'm not jumping on an awakening trend that I feel like people are having at the moment. You know, so my awakening go back years ago. It's just when you don't have, like I said, necessary support or things in place, you're limited in a sense.
Yeah.
So when you're put up against, you know, when you got your back against the wall with some shit, or you sitting on something, it's like, well, you know, I ain't got nobody that I need to say, hey, is you okay with this? Or are you okay with me doing this? So it was just, it was me, basically. And I'm talking to me, like, bitch, you got to get up and do it, you know? So
self-motivation.
Self-motivation is everything. I said you don't need validation from nobody. You need self.
Man. Man, that's wonderful.
I did it. Started. I went out here and got.
I'm taking notes too.
I got my own little studio, and then I was like, well, I think I need to learn about skincare. So I went. I set out to thinking that I needed to, you know, get out here and get certified or out of that, another form of validation, but paper wise that you think you need in this world, but you don't. You are your validation. You, because nobody's gonna do what you did because you're doing it first. You feel me? They probably doing it, but
hey, I smell you. Oh, I smell you.
You know, like it's different routes. So you're gonna be the first to do it your way. You know, mm-hmm. You need you your way. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody did it the way you did it. Ain't nobody got your stuff, but we got the same goal, but we ain't got the same path. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, we can end the show right now. I mean, that's great right now. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm just playing.
So, yeah.
Hey, we have fun on Lame with Too Smooth, man. Y'all don't pay me no attention, man. Hey, I'm full of draw. I apologize.
So, you're creating your journey. My cousin, he has his own apparel line, Create Your Journey Apparel, plugged, and that's his way of life, and that's my way of life too. You create your journey, you create your life. A life is a blank canvas, I would say it to the end of time. So you paint it, and I'm choosing to paint my own, and I'm not just done with just makeup. Like, I'm also have a deal going right now, not a deal, but just in communication with City of Fisher to start a youth program that's needed in our city, not like a YMCA where people still have to pay out their pocket. We have a lot of people here who can't afford, you know, after school assistance, and with the way the world going now, they want to do this distant learning. You know, you have a lot of parents. You have a lot of parents at home that don't even shit know how to read their damn self. So how could they teach their child? I'm not, you know, singling nobody out. I'm just being realistic. We just shit people don't want to talk about, but that is real.
Donald Trump, they ass. Fuck him. Beat that shit.
Yes. But yeah, it's a lot of things that I had to accomplish in a lifetime that if the time is now. And that's why you own
Lakes with Too Smooth. Before I move into full, can you please give them your contact information? And all of that?
You can reach me on Facebook at Romy Darling. Instagram is Doll by Romy or Inez Mink Instagram. My Twitter is Miss 227, I think. I have to double check.
She said, I think.
I have to go double check. Hey, anything goes on Label Too Small. It's okay. You got time to check.
My business account on Facebook is Dawn by Romy. My cleaning service is Nanny's Little Helpers. And my telephone number is 205-765-8931.
Oh, you're going to have some stalkers, huh? Oh, my God. You got that, DJ Hallward? Okay. All right, check this out now. Hey, we appreciate you coming in, man. That was great empowerment. But now we're gonna switch a little tempo right quick. Mm-hmm. I got a question to ask. How you feel about the climate in the world right now?
The climate as in the weather?
What's going on? What's going on? The protesting, the government, Donald Trump, the so-called president, everything that's going on right now. You know, they're protesting all over the world.
Yeah.
That's so what's funny. Your take on that? And what do you think the outcome will be after the smoke clears?
It could be two outcomes, I feel. It could be everything go back to the way it has been. We protest or we voice our opinion openly, wholeheartedly, passionately, and still nothing be done, but just a replay of it. Or we as the black culture or we as the black community, whatever state you're in, family, your black community, you take you back. You know, you support your neighbor more than you support Walmart. You support your neighbor more than you support Winn-Dixie. You support your neighbor more than you support the damn Dollar General. You know, if we was to start a if somebody was to start a black grocery store chain of grocery stores, you know, in the South, really.
we try to open a chain of banks, dude. We try
to. Yeah. I mean, that's
Bank of Commerce, Bank of Food.
That's possible too, but I mean, you need to support your community, so you don't have to go outside your community to go to a Walmart. If you have,
Hold on. I'm gonna catch y'all right there. I'm gonna tell you one thing that I learned. I'm a little older than everybody that's on this podcast. Man, look here. Our people are programmed.
That I do know.
They are programmed. They don't want to see you have more than them. They're gonna feel like, oh, she already rich. We're gonna go over here. They already rich too. So come on over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how they programmed. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm talking about all the black people. I'm talking. Yeah, in fact, yeah. Yeah.
You ain't saying nothing. That ain't right.
We've all been programmed in a sense. So everybody has to have an awakened moment, but everybody's not going to have that moment at the same time. Some people are born with it. Some people are brought into it. Some people are forced into it. And in this sense, it's being forced. And it's being forced. It's like, you know, God kind of allowed this to happen in a way, because if it doesn't happen, the year 2020 is self-explanatory anyway. It's 2020 is considered vision, perfect vision, right?
Yeah.
All these years, this shit has been going on. Why is it right now people just want to wholeheartedly recognize it, wholeheartedly start coming out now with all these damn...
Oh, hold on. I can answer that right now. They ain't working. They getting that free good money. Ain't nobody trying to work. That's why they got too much time on their hand. And the people that already got too much time on their hand, them the ones that are looting and ride. Them our counterparts that are the Caucasian people.
You know,
they're the ones standing the fire, shooting the police.
The looting and the rioting is not even an issue with me. Mm-hmm. You know,
you taking the Malcolm X turn.
It's not an issue with me, period, because what's going on with that is the world in itself saying, you know, I done had enough. That's like you rebelling against, you know, your parent or your spouse.
Yeah, I know somebody rebelling against the universe right now. I know somebody rebelling against the universe.
Hell, damn it, if rebelling against the universe. What I'm saying is, it's honestly needed. In a sense, it is, because that is your wake up. That is the righteous awakening right now. Pay attention. Like, if you are a person of non-color or non-ethnic, like if you just Caucasian, damn it, you need to ask your child who has a friend of color, how do they feel about this? Because they probably are torn right now with all the shit that are going on.
Racism is taught. You don't born racist. You don't become racist. Racism is taught. And then some people are racist and they don't even know that they're racist. You know what I mean? How crazy they are, because they be in their own world. Like, you know, they stay way out. Like, they don't deal with the city. They don't keep up what's going on. They in their own bubble, you know, in a sense. So, you know, yeah.
Which one is worse, though? Being racist and not knowing what's going on.
All of the above.
No, I'm saying.
I don't make a screen. I don't get them on the pad. All of the above. All of them back. Every last one of them. The one that high, the one that's in your face, the one that's confused, the one that really don't know what's going on. All of them back.
No, what I'm saying, don't know what's going on. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What I was saying is the racism. And within the people in general, but what about the, like I've been saying every since we've been talking about it, what about the ones that are of non-color that are not racist, that have had enough of being misrepresented, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, there's black folks that hate their own people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't know how they're responding, but I don't care how they're responding. I actually care about how the white, you know, if it's based on reform, then it would be wrong just to focus on black folks. But at the end of the day, that's how it should start, because we're black and we've been needed to reform. Y'all been needed to get back. But the problem is, it took white folks to scream Black Lives Matter if you want to pay attention.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. Like, it's really, it's their turn. They got to open their mouth. They got to change. We know what needs to happen.
It's like the black friend that can't say nothing and the white friend speaking up in the room for him. Mm-hmm. You get shy to say it because you're not comfortable. You're not used to this.
Right.
But because I get what you mean by the Malcolm X stuff. Because I said the same thing. Reform is about us policing our own, getting our own, investing into our own, coming together as our own, because that's the hardest part for us, yet the easiest part for other cultures. We don't have culture, so we have no leg to stand on.
Exactly. Take it back. This is the time to be learning about your culture. Get to know you. If nobody took the time during this damn pandemic to get to understand themselves, then damn it, they're going to be left.
A lot of people living their best life, spending money that they thought was free.
Right, because it's not free.
Taxes is coming. You gotta pay that money back somehow.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, they're gonna pay it back. I'm also a tax preparer. Wow. They'll be coming to see me before November.
I'll let you talk for like 20 minutes or 10 minutes before you say the word. Are you a millionaire yet?
No.
Okay.
In my mind, I am.
All right.
In my mind, I'm wealthy as hell.
I need a loan.
See? I have a partner who's going to need your help.
With?
Non-profit organization.
Okay.
Mr. Q Turnage.
I knew it wouldn't be long. I knew it wouldn't be long.
What do you say? Are you prepared to do something?
No, he didn't.
Hold on. I'll tell you what I said. I said I knew it wouldn't be long. He shall speak.
Hey, Q Turner, you have a valuable shit.
I didn't pay so. Hold on, hard work. Check this out. You know what is a land name?
Yeah, I'm just darling. Looking at.
Tell him your last name.
My last name is Darling. D A R L I N G.
And what song you finna get on?
Hold on. What's your name?
D-A-R-L-I-N-G, darling.
Okay.
And what song you finna get on? DJ Hard Work, J-O the Hard Work. What's the name of the song you finna get on the Power of Money?
She my darling, darling, baby.
Hey. Look at the universe. See how the universe keeps speaking? You see how the universe keeps speaking, though?
I caught that smart comment 15 minutes ago.
Well, hey, my blessed sister, we appreciate you.
Huh? I was going to fall in love. I hear it. Like,
you heard it.
Hey, check this out, y'all. Hey, let's check this out. www.mmr3000.com. Check out the website. www.mmr3000.com. Also, the Two Smooth Collection website is up too. Check it out, y'all. Everything $15, man. Let me get some of that Donald Trump money from you.
Hey, man, how come every woman can't be like this? I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm pretty sure a lot of women.
You know what I said, though?
Hold on. It's a lot of women out here like this. They haven't had their moment. They haven't had their awakening.
No, they just don't give dudes chances, not realizing, yeah, we all might look the same with the shell, but y'all got to get to know some of these Some dudes that look like they sell, or you know, or don't have nothing, might have something.
Right.
So
trust
like,
me, you know, I understand. I've hit the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows. So I don't judge you, but I open it and get to read and understand. I read your ass before I open it. But
hey, this your sister. This your little sister, man.
Hey man, all I gotta say, man, the universe has spoken. That's all I'm gonna say. Darling, darling, baby. Hey, hey, shout out to Angle, man. Shout out to Angle. Shout out Angle. Shout out DJ Hard Work. Shout out to all the people that listen in when they do. Hey, mad respect to y'all, because without y'all, we wouldn't be able to do this. So mad respect to Angle. Hard work.
I'm about to put a positive womanly post out today. And you know I don't do that.
Darling, darling, baby.
Thank y'all for having me. Like, I really enjoyed this.
Oh, we're gonna get you back on with
it, bro. You need it. Hey, you should have talked to her early this morning, man.
What happened?
When I talked to you earlier, you was on 10.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, the sister, you see, she got 19 different things going on. So, you know, we had to fit into her schedule. You know, she like Erykah Badu. You got to make appointments to even get seated later. So, hey, it's here, man. Hey, y'all will see. Hey, let me say this right here, though. Y'all will see her work. Goat Talk video, Solution video, and Too Smooth, Pretty Brown Eye Remix, the hip hop Michael Jackson, aka Mac. Too Much Pressure out right now, y'all. Part of me VR right now, too. Y'all will see her work. Hey, but like eight later, though, she's gonna take that. Hey, great work, man. Hey, appreciate you too, my sister.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Shout out Miss Cookie, too, man. I gotta get Miss Cookie on her. Shout out Miss Cookie, too, man. She made all the trust. But the universe has spoken. The universe has spoken, DJ Hard Work. I said the universe has spoken.
Yeah.
One more time. Give them that shout out, man. Give them social media information. Let them know what you got going on again, man. Just in case somebody just not chiming in.
Instagram is Doll by Romy. It's my other Instagram is Inez Meeks. My Facebook is Romy Darling. Doll by Romy. My style seat is www.styleseat.com/Doll by Romy.
Oh my God! Anything else?
My Meeks.
You can hate me now, but I won't stop now.
Inezmeeks.bigcartel.com. I make body scrubs, lip scrubs. Yeah.
And a shout out DJ Hard Work before we get up out of here, man. And a shout out DJ Hard Work, the reason for the season.
Shout out to every real working woman out there. Shout out to
There you go. See what you started. See what I got to
do. Shout out to all
of the positive minds out there, especially the positive female minds out there. Oh, yeah. Y'all some crazy animals, man. I'm telling y'all. Either way.
Black Lives Matter.
Black
Lives Matter. Yes, it does. I love my city.
You done changed my perspective. Let's go ahead and get into some music. Shout out to Anchor for giving us their opinion. The platform to give us our opinion on entertainment, business, music, and life. Appreciate you. Too Smooth. Lace Too Smooth.
No. I'm not going to let you do that. Appreciate you, brother. You're the reason for the season.
Hey, man. We're going to leave that alone. I'm still lost right now. I'm trying to get it together right here.
So you see what you did? You see what you did, man, Roman? I'm finna deal with it for 48 hours now. I'm finna deal with it for 48 hours.
I mean, let's go ahead and get into the music. I'm going to deal with y'all. We're going to get with you. I'm going to get some information from you. We're going to get everything in order. And then we're going to get you back on another show, get an update or something down the line. I appreciate you coming.
Oh, I got one more thing to tell you. I think she's coming to Detroit when we come, too. Oh, Lord, he fell out the chair. Somebody pick him up. Pick that man up. Pick that man up out that chair.
I'll be in Detroit visiting soon.
Shout out to the triple man.
We're gonna get into that that beat. Talking about today. Y'all have a good one. I got some.
Everybody have a blessed one.
Appreciate you. And yeah. Thank you, Anchor. See, I don't even know what to say right now.
I'm on my way to below Mississippi. I'll be there in the AM. Hey, Latrice by Too Smooth, the Too Smooth glitch, whatever you need. Everything $15. Hey, holler at your boy. I'm popping up. I'll be like jacking the ball around too. I'll be like jacking the ball.
Gotta be too. Why are you so quiet now? Don't be quiet now.
I'm enjoying.
See? You're not supposed to get people attention and then you're not supposed to get nobody attention. And then
what? I'm just listening to y'all. That's all. I would plug my whole city if I could.
Man.
But we go. Hey, the universe has spoken, man. The universe has spoken.
Do what?
I just had a birthday.
You just happy birthday.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Hold on. I ain't gonna let you get away like that. Hey, Monday, a guy was born in 1978 and his name is Too Smooth. Monday. Hey, Monday.
Happy birthday.
Man, respect him out. Blessings, everyone.
My nigga, by that shit, you know we ain't rapping, we pulling up with it. Huh, LITOTG, LITOTG, yo, gang.
jumped out of the whip like slap. I am my stretches like cat in a hat. I got that pipe, I put that in the back. But I cut her off, I cannot get attached. We gon' stand on my name and pull up with a Mac. Hope that you thinkin' no capping, my nigga. I promise that we gon' pull up where you at. Tell my dog, keep it down, cause he know that the fed watchin' niggas like hoes say my name and they head drop. Turn up a show when I bet that the crowd rockin'. Cut that hoe out, now she mad, baby, stop it. I rock that show with that Glock in my pocket. I don't gotta cock it, don't care about who watchin'. She hit the line one more time, we gon' block it. Be rockin' their forces, don't care about Versace. Got the big dog upset, cause I'm tryna get a check. I'ma do them like a chain, get the whole block wet. Got a big artist on the feature, ain't dropped it. Let's see which little nigga gon' top that. We were thinking hard up in the south, we had a chain location. Come test LIT, you could be the demonstration. I could drop a lot of music, but I'd rather keep it waiting. He don't wanna see me do it. Tell that nigga keep on hating, never made a bad song. Tell me when I done that. Call me Usain, slap beats, I'ma run that. Slime get so hot, smoking out a dope pack. Patting in my pocket so hard, dang, with a strap it. Dre used to hit all them niggas, let me get it, Jack. Call my producer, I gotta come finish that. OTG business with 204 Democrats. Mama, she seen how I'm working, she proud of that. Roof, we gon' drop off, yeah. Pop, pop, yeah. Glock go pop, pop, yeah. I was trippin' one night, yeah. Slime walked in. You ain't dropped her off, yeah. This nigga ain't stopped, yeah. Ain't stopped yet. Nah, he ain't stopped yet. Baby, he a goat. How these niggas gon' come back? How they gon' come back? I'ma show you how to run it, yeah. Get in the booth and go dummy, yeah. Nigga be capping by money. We jump out the form with more than 100. Get us the thing, cause he blowin' the onion. Call that girl Lauren, I think she from London. You heard that man, cause that young nigga bumpin'. He been on his way since that nothing. Or something, ah, yeah, like what yeah. You expect, you know what I'm saying? I'm a goat, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this since I was 16. I'm in the club with all the bottles, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a school kid, rocking with all the street cats, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody doing that but me, you know what I'm saying? What the, yeah. Finna make a jump back like a Mad Vince Carter. Every day I wash down with a nigga for the water. Like I'm tryna make a serve, I'ma hit him on the corner. We gon' post some niggas up like I ain't never had a jumper. Said they beefin' with the gang, yeah, right, let's jump it. Pull up with your things, alright, let's dump it. 3-5 in the clip, they don't smoke Clay Thompson. What he did in 10 years and one, I done it.
I'ma suck on that clip like a prom, so far the zone from Ricky. My, how you thinking like I'm so good with that cat, but I don't get along with pussy. Got a sweet tooth and I'm selfish when it come to you, cause I'm tryna eat all the cookies. Team Demolition like I'm with the city, lil' baby, I'm finna tell Waz with this one, She don't know what to do with my sex. Love when you nasty, you coming all over this dick, or you making them beautiful, man. I'ma kiss on your neck, got that pussy get wet, I can tell by the sound when I open your lips. I'ma swim in that water, I'm floating, like she made from my ocean. Got me on the deep end, I can't drop, so I'm stroking. Bet let's get this shit in motion. It's just me and you, cause the other hoes ain't got a clue. Swear to God, I won't lie to you, girl. Just to tell you the truth, bet them niggas ain't fucking with you. On my soul, I'ma die about you, girl. They put you through the bullshit. No Pablo, I'm the one like I'm hood rich. Put a smile on your face on your worst day. She like, spoke, how the fuck you keep doing this? Said I'm nasty, you should already know I'm a big freak. Come and get you alone. Standing tall in that pussy, can't bend, I won't fall. Make you think I steal shoes, I'm taking your soul.
What we waiting for?
Hurry up, I can't wait for this. Don't grab my chest while I'm pounding, too late for this.
Treat the digit like advice, how she taking it?
Love, how you taking it?
When I pull out,
I'ma suck on that clip. Like a prom, so far out the zone from Ricky. My, how you thinking like how I'm so good with that cat, but I don't get along with pussy. Got a sweet tooth and I'm selfish when it come to you, cause I'm tryna eat all the cookies. Team Demolition like I'm with the city, lil' baby, I'm finna tell Waz what this went on. She don't know what to do with my sex. Love when you nasty, you coming all over this dick, or you making them beautiful, man. I'ma kiss on your neck, got that pussy get wet, I can tell by the sound when I open your lips. I'ma swim in that water, I'm floating, like she made from my ocean. Got me on the deep end, I can't drown, so I'm stroking. Man, let's get this shit in motion. Put it in. I'ma make her say, I go deep and make her go, I'ma put it in your face, and it ain't no relation. It don't matter where we at, it don't matter where we go, cause I'm still finna make you come. Pushing that dick in your place, make you nut from the gate. I go deep if you run. Cut them bitches off, I got time for the old hoes. She like, baby, don't stop, we ain't go more. Hit the spot, make a shake, go loco. Tryna get you activated in your throat mode, yeah. Spread that pussy like butter, no cocoa. Miss it up, but she like when I'm rough, though. Got her hands behind her back, I ain't cuffed, though. Pull her panties to the side like the popo. Her pussy nice, but her hair ain't a meanest. I treat her right, guarantee she ain't leaving. I asked her out, and she asking me why. What could we be? We just gon' hide the sea. Wake up, get money, go to sleep and repeat it. Wake up, get money, go to sleep and repeat it. I said it two times, so you know that I mean. When I get to you, I'ma suck on that clip like a pro, I'm so far at the zone from Ricky. My, how you thinking like how I'm so good with that cat, but I don't get along with pussy. Got a sweet tooth and I'm selfish when it come to you, cause I'm tryna eat all the cookies. Team demolition like I'm with the city, little baby, I'm finna tell walls with this one on. She don't know what to do with my sex. Love when you nasty, you coming all over this dick, and you making me beautiful, man. I'ma kiss on your neck, got that pussy get wet, I can tell by the sound when I open your lips. I'ma swim in that water, I'm floating, like she made from my ocean. Got me on the deep end, I can't draw, so I'm stroking. Man, let's get this shit in motion. Like she made for my ocean. Babe, let's get this shit in motion. Swimming in water, I'm floating. 10-star dick, she can't get enough of this, yeah. Not even a water park can get you wet like this, yeah. Beautiful man, cause you making a beautiful man. Cause you making a beautiful man.